Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Mate, it's Matty Gould, and one of the biggest bangers from 2016 was Call On Me, starring our very own Starley. Since then, she's released her own stuff with Lovers and Strangers, Bad Love, Love is Love, and she has got a brand new one, Let Me In. It is with the release of One of One on September 25, her debut LP. Best way to find out all about it, chat to her right now. Starley, thanks for taking some time out for Oz Mate.
Thanks for having me, Matty.
Now, how's everything going? First off, just checking in on you. Bit of a whirlwind at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty good, to be honest. In the beginning, I kind of felt like everybody else and kind of just felt a bit down about everything that was going on. And I was stuck in Australia for a while. And now I'm just appreciative of being in Australia and I've been able to really focus on my project. I actually find this whole period to be so good for me, just to be able to focus in and finish everything that I wanted to finish. No distractions, and it's been great.
Absolutely. And what's the process been, Starley, into getting the LP ready for release on the 25th of this month?
It's been a lot of work. I mean, I'm with an indie label, so you know, you got to really like put in the hard yards, and I'm a songwriter, so I work from the beginning to end, nonstop, with every little thing. But I'm so grateful because, yeah, I'm able to now put out something that is super everything that I always dreamed of, and even creating the visuals and like even coming up with the concepts with those things and just everything. I just feel like it's all me. It's completely authentic to me.
And Starley, what's it like being such a successful indie artist?
I've been signed to this label since Call On Me. They signed that record right from the beginning. And so I don't know any different. When you're signed to an indie label, you're very, very involved and hands-on, which is a blessing for me. I feel like it's a lot more work, but it's so much better because I just think I'm just the kind of person where unless my hand is in everything and unless I put my essence, I guess, into everything, then it won't feel like me and there'll be some type of disconnect.
Going with the brand new single, Let Me In, tell us a little bit about what that's like.
It was the only song on my album that I haven't written. So Amy Allen wrote this, and she wrote the Marshmallow record with Halsey. Be Kind. She's written for Harry Styles, like she's a really big songwriter. So when I heard it, I was just obsessed with it. It really felt like me and it felt like a story that I would tell. So I was super excited.
And you've been champion love and acceptance right throughout your whole career, really. But is that something that we're going to continue to see throughout the LP?
Yeah, I think my biggest thing and the common thread throughout all my music is the fact that I just stay true to who I am. And I kind of, you know, move and wiggle around with different genres and play with different things. But the main thing is my story. Telling that it comes from my life experiences. So you can definitely look forward to hearing more of that kind of stuff.
And you've had some awesome life experiences already, Starley, like touring with the likes of Cher, Katy Perry, Carly Rae Jepsen and Clean Bandit. What else was 2020 and 2021 looking forward to for you with new music? Were there some tours on the cards?
We actually hadn't set any tours yet. We kind of were starting to talk about a few things and then COVID happened, and then it was just like, okay, well, we're going to come up with a new plan. And it was pretty quick that we just realized that probably won't happen for at least a year. I think more I'm just going to move into digital platforms. I started as a digital artist anyways, and so as much as I've done those tours, I mean, the people that have embraced my music are from all over the world, and I haven't even been all over the world yet to see everybody, so I'd be happy to start getting more into doing live streaming and things like that where I can reach everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the world is your oyster, particularly when it comes to the streaming stuff. I mean, even going off the success of Call On Me, like that's one of a very few handful of songs that's reached over 1 billion streams. Crazy numbers, hey?
Yeah, I'm super grateful and blessed to have that, you know, be part of my body of work. And it's an amazing thing because, you know, I wrote that song in my bedroom, in my parents' house, and when I was just ready to just throw the towel in with everything. And it is like a really big, humbling thing to even think about it.
Absolutely. Well, we're lucky to have some brand new stuff out from you, Starley. We're very much looking forward to the release of your debut LP, One of One, on the 25th. And we're going to get people through to it by playing your brand new one with Let Me In.
Awesome. Thank you, Maddie.
Starley, thanks so much for spending some time here on Oz Mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Hey, this is Starley, and this is my new single, Let Me In, with Oz Mate.